Ik zei, daar was wat, nog maar alleen maar naar boven.
We left off, it's been a long time, but I think we left off last time at Simen Kuf Memhei, Dinei HaMitargami. Bimei Chachmei HaGmore, Hoyonei Agim Litargim, Kidei Sheyovinu On. So, Bizman Chazal, there was a minig to be Mitargim in Aramaic, the every parsha, every posik of the Kriya, in order that the people should know the meaning. And of course in those days, so they knew Aramaic, and the Lashon Kodesh they didn't know, and especially Targum Onkelos, because that's Piruach HaKodesh. So that's the real emes of the pshat in the psukim. So it was a minig. The Mechaber and the Rambam emphasize the expression Hoyoneagim Litargim, because the Rambam in the Hakdomet Yod HaZoko, so he says that the Bezna Godel can make Zeres, can make Takones, and can be Manig Minhogim. In other words, sometimes the Chachomim were Misakim a certain Chiyuv B'Teiras Takonim. And sometimes they were not misaking that it should be done as a chiyuv, but they introduced the practice like Halal and Rish Chedesh. So Bizman Chazal, certain Amoroyim, introduced that minik. The Rambam says that if somebody is Eveya and a minik that Bezna Godel was manik, he's also Eveya Lisoso, but there is a difference between Itakone and Iminek. So Bizman Chazal, when the people knew Aramaic, so it was obligatory to translate every posik in order that the people should know the contents of the Kriya. But it was only Bitiras Minek, not Bitiras Takone. So Memele, that's why today that is bottled, because it was never enacted with Erasakone, only it was only introduced as a mineg under circumstances when it will enable the people to understand. But now that people not understand on the country, they'll be more confused if you translate it in Aramaic. But then the question is, so why can't we translate in the language, you know, that is spoken in a certain place, let's say here in this country, in English? So the answer is no, because when it's translated in Aramaic, then we are sure that it's the true meaning. But if somebody, no matter how great a Lamdan and he is, but he might make a mistake, some Meled, the purpose cannot be fulfilled. The purpose can only be fulfilled when it's translated in Aramaic, in the Targum Onkelos, which is Beruach HaKodesh. So, Bechech Mei Chachme Agmore, Hoyoneagim Litargim, Kidei Sheyavinu Om, In Akiri Rashoi Likreis, Liturgimon, Yeisei Amiposikachot. So, in other words, so the practice was that the Balkriya, the one who was scary, so he read one posik, and then a miturgeman translated it, that particular posik, into Aramaic. And then he read another posik, and again the miturgeman translated it into Aramaic. Veinam targem rashoi litargem, achi yichle haposik mpi akire. In other words, he cannot overlap the other. In other words, the mitargim cannot start translating a posik until the kire finished the whole posik. All that is in order to prevent any confusion in the tzibur. Veinakire rashoi likreis posik acher achi yichle hatar. Again, he cannot proceed to Bikirei, the next Pasik, until the Mitrugman finished translating the previous Pasik into Aramaic. V'inakirei rashoi lagbia kele yesem amtage. Again, in order to prevent confusion. V'lo yamtagim yesem akirei. In other words, it has to be the same pitch. V'inakirei rashoi lisayel imtagim. And the Kirei cannot help, because then people will think that the Targum is written in the Sefer Torah. Shelo yemu Targum kosev batir. Kotten mitargim al de godl. So that's all right. If the kotten is Kirei, so then he is mitargim al de godl. So that's the Achkovet. Aval any Kovetli godl, Sheyitargim al dikot. In other words, it will not be derech kovet if the godel will read the pasik, and then the cotton will be the mitrugman, because the mitrugman is usually more knowledgeable, you know, than the kirei. In other words, that's how people react to it. So mele it's not derech kovet. It doesn't mean that it is that way, but when somebody hears somebody is a mitrugman, so he's impressed with the knowledge, you know, of the mitrugman. So mele it's in a kovetli godel she yitargim al dikot. Hoy idne lo yinoagul yitargim. Why, after all, true, it's not a takone, but it's a minik. But even a minig, so it cannot be bottled, even if the answer is, because here, at the time the minig was introduced, it was introduced only for the purpose of enabling the people to understand. But when it doesn't enable the people to understand today, some mele, there is no purpose in being mitargim. In other words, we can't apply the aloche kol dovo shebiminyan tzorch mienachal atirei, which from the Rishonim it appears applies not only to takone but even to a minek, because we see that even bizman chazal, so the, when it was a minek to be mitargim, so it was done only in such way and under such circumstances that it will enable the people to understand. But when it doesn't fulfill the purpose of enabling the people to understand, then it's not shaykh. So voidne loinagul itargim mishum dimati eles bitargum kibim sheim mevinim eso. But the question is, so why aren't we mitargim in conformity to the same tongue, in the language spoken by the people? So the answer is because we are not sure that it will be targum correctly. However, the Mishneh Berurah mentions in the name of the Tashbats that if, let's say, we feel that it will serve a purpose to translate in the language of the people the contents of the Kriya, so then it's muta, but it shouldn't be done, you know, in the same way as it was done bizman chazal. In other words, where each posik was translated, posik by posik. That is not allowed. But let's say for each aliyah, if the kavoni is lishim shamayim, not, you know, in order to impress the people, but in order to inspire the people that they should know the Kriya, so then it's a hetagomo for the rabbi to between each aliyah to explain the contents of each parsha, but not posik by posik. But even that is only a heta if it's done with the proper motivation. But there is no chiyuv. And why isn't there any chiyuv? Because we can never be sure that the one who will be mitargim the psukim will be mitargim correctly. We have to Simen Kuf Membov Shalili Dabir Bishasa Kriya. That one is not allowed to talk during Kriya Satira. Also Lotzeis Uloniach Sifatere Ki Yishu Posuach Avol Bin Gavre Li Gavre Shatadam. In words that it's an Isa while the Sifatere is still open to walk out. And the Gemara in Brocha says, Al zenemar eiz ve'yad Hashem yichu. And even though there are 10 remaining in the shul, it's still osa to walk out. But bin gavre li gavre is muta. Kibim shehischil hakeire likreiz b'sifateire osa li sapir. Afilu b'divateire. Afilu bin gavre li gavre. So it's an isa when the Balkriya reads the Torah to talk, even in learning. And that means even if the person has already davened in the first minyan and has already heard Kriyas HaTorah, but it's an isa machmas kovet to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, even in the Torah. Afilu bin gavre li gavre, even between one aliyah and the other it's also. Vafilu im hishlim hu aparshe. What does it mean, vafilu im hishlim hu aparshe? Even though he already the Rashbo in the Tshuva, even though he already was mikayim, shnai mikro ve'echotar. I mean, that's strange. I mean, what is shnai mikro ve'echotar to do with talking, not talking? I mean, shnai mikro ve'echotar is a chiyu, but what is it to do with talking, not talking? So suppose he did say shnai mikro v'tar. All right, so it's osa. And if he didn't say, it's the same isa. I mean, why should there be any reason that if he didn't say shnai mikro v'tar, so then it is osa for him to talk during kuzatir. But if he did say shnai mikro v'tarum, then it's not osa. That's strange. What's the appeal? What has one thing to do with the other? It's an isa machmas bizoin atoro. So mimele, what difference does it make? Well, he said shnai mikro v'tarum. He didn't say shnai mikro v'tarum. What has one thing to do with the other? V'yesh matirim likreis v'lachash. So what does it mean? V'yesh matirim likreis v'lachash. That means the Mishneh Berurah points out, is the Poshut. I mean, the Agoy Sosher and the Thomas Adeshan say that. Only if there are 10 who listen. And so then, Bilachash, as long as he doesn't disturb anybody in hearing the Kriya, so it's Muta. Because the Isar of talking is the Isar of Kovet. Bizoyan. But if he talks Bilachash, let's say Divatira Bilachash, so then, if there is no Isar of Bizoyan, and also if there are 10 who listen, because otherwise he will interfere with the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So that means if there are Asoro who listen to the Kriya, so then Mimele is Muta. V'yei Sheimrim, and Pashtes of all the Yishites. And when you look over in the Bes Yosef, you look over in Bes Yosef, the various Shittes, there are so many Shittes, Rif, the Rambam, Rosh, Teisves. So you see, so the Bes Yosef mentions all the Shittes, and when you look over all the Shittes, so you see, even though the Mechaba doesn't spell it out explicitly, the Mechaba just says Afilim Hishlim Aparsh. But does it have reference only to a case where he already heard first Afil? Let's see, he davened in the first minyan, or in another shul, Hashkama minyan. Then he comes to another shul, and they say Ches Atol. So then he's allowed, so he's Osa, because Machmas covered. And but there is one Shite in such a case where he already heard Ches Atol, so he doesn't have to hear it now. He already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. And there is a minyan of 10 Jews who are listening, so Bilachash, it's okay. But if he didn't hear Ches Atol, then he's not allowed Bilachash. So it's Mevatle Mitzvah. However, that's what one would think. I mean, that's the Mishkal Rishon. Mechateisish should be allowed to talk Divrei Torah Bilachash when he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ches Atol. That's what one thinks. As a double portion. But when you look over in the Bes Yosef and you see the Bir Aloha mentions it, you see that there are many Rishayim who say, no, that Bilachash in Divrei Torah doesn't mean Bilachash to talk about a baseball game, Chas V'Shalom, but it means Bilachash to talk Divrei Torah. It's a Shaila or it's a Kashe, so on. I mean, where time is of the essence, it doesn't mean just like that to talk nonsense. You know, Bilachash. But it means Divrei Torah Bilachash. And if he already was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ches Atol, so then it is Muta. But if he wasn't Mekayim, how can it be Muta? He's Mechuyev to hear Ches Atol. However, the Bes Yosef mentions that the Shibeles Aleket is Masik and all these Rishayim. And he says, how can it be Muta to learn Bilachash? He has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ches Atol himself. So we see from the Shibeles Aleket that the Shibeles Aleket understood these Rishayim to have reference even to a case where the person didn't hear Ches Atol. And maybe that's the reason as to why it says Vafilu im Hishlim hu aparsh. Vafilu im Hishlim aparsh. We asked what's the difference whether he did say Shnai Mikra V'Targum. He didn't say Shnai Mikra V'Targum is an extra mitzvah. What does it do with Ches Atol? But the Ravon Shittis, the Rambam says explicitly Kineget. And that's probably the reason as to why so many Rabbonim, Bnei Torah, and even Rosh Yeshivas are making in Shnai Mikra V'Targum. Now, I mean, I don't want to say, but there are many Talmudei Chachamim who are not Zoyon Shnai Mikra V'Targum. I mean, many times I wondered, what kind of heta is there? I know Rav Moshe Feinstein was very Zoyon Shnai Mikra V'Targum. I know my father, Zechen Levorche, was very Zoyer in Shnai Mikra V'Targum. But many Gdeli Teire, I'm not going to mention Chas V'Shalom names, who were not Mekayim Shnai Mikra V'Targum. And many times I wondered, it's inexplicable, I mean, it's a din mifuresh in the Gemara, in all the Rishenim, in the Rambam, in the Tur, in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. Today's situation, I don't know. Maybe today's Achshar Dore. People maybe are more firm today. But I know that 50 years ago, when we had real Gdeli Torah, there were many Rosh Yeshivas who were not Zoyer in Shnai Mikra V'Targum. But then I found a heta. The Ravon in the Tshuvas says that the Chiyuv of Shnai Mikra V'Targum is only for someone who cannot be Mekayim Ches Atol. Let's see, like myself, Shabbos I stay home, so I cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ches Atol. So then there is a chiyuv to be mashlim the parshiyas hateir matzibu. So that's like a substitute for Ches Atol, So the Rambam says b'firash in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. Bein sheshoma Ches Atol chayev likre shnai mikra v'Targum Bein sheloi shama kriyas haTorah, bein sheshama. How is it that the Rambam spells it out? Apparently, the Rambam knew of such a shita. Yeah, no, the Ravon was Rashi's son-in-law, so he was a contemporary of the Rambam, but he was probably older than the Rambam. But besides the Ravon, there were probably other Rishayim. That's why the Rambam spells it out. Bein sheshomakri, bein sheloi shomakri sator, bein sheshomak. So obviously the reason as to why so many Bnei Torah are mizalz on that, and it's not something to be proud of. People today are machmir in many, many things, and they conjure up many, many chumres that have no basis. They shouldn't look for kules, for something that is mentioned in the Gemara. But that's the limud shus. That's the Ravon shite, not the Rambam shite. So apparently that's the pshat in the Tshuvas Rashba. Vafilu im hishlim hu aparsh. Is aparsh. Now, then he says, so in other words, even if he was said over the Shnai Mikovatar, so then he was Mikayim the Mitzvah of Pesatar. In other words, that there is, one can be Yetze with Pesatar under certain conditions by reciting Shnai Mikovatar. So that's in lieu of Pesatar. So what he means, Vafilu im Hishlim Aparshi, means even if he already heard Kriyas HaTorah, he davened Nashkame Minyan, even though he was Mikayim the mitzvah of Shnai Mikvah Tarm also, because even according to the Rambam, that even somebody who already heard Kriyas HaTorah is still Mechuyev to say Shnai Mikvah Tarm, but it is a supplement Kriyas HaTorah. The Indian is to be mashlim parshiyei sofim atzipo. In other words, to be mishtatif in the Kriyas HaTorah. So according to the Ravon, if he was mamesh, if he mamesh at Kriyas HaTorah, he doesn't have to be mishtatif in the tzibo by reciting Shnai Mikvah Tarm. According to the Rambam, so it's a supplement to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not enough that you hear the Kriyas HaTorah, you even have to recite it yourself, Shnai Mikvah Tarm. So when the Mechaber says, Vafilu im Hishlim hu aparshe, he means two things. Even if you already heard Kriyas HaTorah in Ashkenazi, and furthermore, even if you already was Mikayim the supplement to Kriyas HaTorah, of Bimashlim Pashrih Masibo, so then you say, why shouldn't he be allowed to talk? Why shouldn't he be allowed to talk? So the answer is, he's still not allowed to talk. Then he says, V'yesh makirin ligreis pirish lumei b'lachash. I would say, even though the Bais Yosef mentions Rishenim who say explicitly that b'lachash is muter, even if he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, because there's the shittas of Rishenim, that there is no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah incumbent upon Yochit. Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon the tzibur. As a matter of fact, the Gemara, the Ramban in Milchameis, in Megillah, Esikashi, the Mishnah in Megillah mentions number of things that require a sor. So, number of things that require a sor. So there it's mentioned it's mentioned Kriyas HaTorah is mentioned among the things that require a sor. So then he asked the Kashe, the Ramban asked the Kashe, why doesn't it mention there is a machlekes between Rav and Ravase in Megillah as to whether Megillah requires a sor. So one says Megillah bismano doesn't require a sor, but shaloi bismano, like forim the Magdim Limaknise, requires a sor. Why doesn't it mention in the Mishneh about, let's say, that Megillah shaloi bismano requires a sor? It mentions nisias kapayim, It mentions Tres HaTorah, it mentions Dovah Shebikdushe. Why doesn't it mention Megillah? Shaloi Bizmano. So the halacha is that it can be fulfilled only Basar. When the Kforim HaMagdim LiMaknise, only Basar. Shaloi Basar not. So the Ramban gives a very simple parrot. He says the Mishneh in Megillah mentions only those things that are Chiyuvim and Kiyumim incumbent upon the Tzibur, not upon the Yochid. Kres HaTorah and Dovah Shebikdushe and or Nisiyas Kapayim is not a Chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Yochid. There is no mitzvah upon the Yochid, let's say, for a Kayan to come to Shul and to do. There's no such mitzvah. But if there is a tzibur who am ispalel, so then the tzibur is mechuyev to maintain his eskapai. He says, Kres HaTorah. So the chiyuv and the kiyum is a tzibur dika kiyum. It's a tzibur dika kiyum, it's a tzibur dika chiyuv. The tzibur is mechuyev to have Kres HaTorah. The tzibur is mechuyev to have Kres HaTorah. But the yochid is not mechuyev to have Kres HaTorah. So memela, that's the reason. So Mashain King Kriya Samgile, even Kforim, who are Magdimli Maknise, so it's Tzibutika Kiyum. He's the same Chiyuv and Kiyum like Kriya Samgile Bismano, except Bismano there is Persumen Nise without Asoro, but Shaloi Bismano Limaknise, so then there is no Persumen Nise without Asoro. But the Chiyuv and the Kiyum is a Yochadika Chiyuv. And the Yochadika Kiyum, but it requires a soul, has nothing to do with the list of things that require a soul, because they are the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions only those things that essentially are Kiyumim by the Chiyuvim and Kiyumim by the Tzibur, but Chesam Gile is a Chiyuv and the Kiyum by the Yochid, but it can only be fulfilled by a soul. Some Mele, the Arishenim hold, since the Chiyuv and the Tzibur and Chiyuv in the Kiyum is a Tzibudika Chiyuv in Kiyum, so there is no Chiyuv upon the Yochid to hear Kres HaTorah. But that's not Muchach. The Shibla Leket will agree with the Ramban. The Ramban says that Kres HaTorah is a Tzibudika Kiyum. But that does not necessarily mean that the Yochid is not Mechuyev. So there might be a Chiyuv incumbent upon every Yochid to come to a Tzibur and hear and participate in the Tzibudika Chiyuv in Kiyum. So that's the Pshat. V'yesh Matirin Ligreis V'lachash. So, the Mechaber, as far as the Mechaber is concerned, maybe Mechaber has reference to the case where he already heard Kres HaTorah in Ashkama Minyan, but Beis Yosef mentions Rishenim, who say explicitly that even if he hasn't heard, he is allowed to learn V'lachash. And the Shbir HaLeket is massing on it. V'yesh Emrim, Shim Yesh Yud Yitzayse, Perush HaMissimim Libom L'Sifatere, Muta L'Sapa B'Divatere. In other words, again, so as the Beis Yosef mentions such a shittes rishenim, in other words, that's the Mordechai and Rabbi Yene, that if there are 10 Jews who listen, he's allowed to talk with the Vator, but maybe only those who already heard Kres HaTorah at Hashkama Minyan. However, the Beis Yosef mentions the Rishenim who say that if the Yudi Tzayse, so he's allowed to talk in the Torah, even if he didn't hear Kres HaTorah, but he'll be Yitzi Yischiyuv by reading, reciting Shnai Mikovech HaTargum, because that's a substitute for Kres HaTorah. Then he says, "V'yesh matirin limi shetirose yumnose." That's the sheet of the Rif. And then Be'er Halacha says something very remarkable, I think. I didn't see it yesterday, but a long time ago, but I think that Be'er Halacha says that the Shita of the Reef is in agreement with the Shita of the Shebil Aleket, who is Chilek and the Rishenim, who say that Bilachash, you know, and when there are 10 Jews who listen, so then it's Mutar even if he hasn't heard this at all. But he holds like Shebil Aleket, so the Be'er Halacha says that the Reef Shita is like the Shebil Aleket, that if somebody hasn't heard Kesat Torah, there is no heta, under no circumstances, even though the chiyuv is a tzibotik chiyuv, but he happens to be in a tzibo, in a position to be mikayim the tzibotik kiyum, so he's mechuyev to be mishtatif in the tzibo and be part of the tzibo and be mikayim the tzibotik kiyum, even though it's not a yochadik chiyuv and the yochadik kiyum. But the Rif says, the Gemara says, Rav Sheishes, Mahadar Apei, during Kesat Torah, and he learned Torah. And he learned Torah. That's the Mokya. So the Rif says, because Rav Sheishes was Terosei Umnosei. So that's the Pshat. Because Terosei Umnosei is even Potter of Tfile. So there is a special Ptur. Somebody who is Terosei Umnosei, he's Potter from Tfile. He's not Potter from Krishme, because Krishna is the Raise, but from Tfilah is part. Of course, today we don't have any Jew who is in that Madrige of Terosei Umnosei to be part of Tfilah. But Rav Sheishes, so the Rif says, only Rav Sheishes was mutar to talk with the Vatera, Bilachash, so that he didn't disturb. So that means Rav Sheishes, that was Terosei Umnosei, even though he didn't hear Kesat Torah in Ashkenazim, after Ashkenazim, that's a modern invention. In the days of Chazal, so all the Minyanim were Ashkenazim, so mele there was no Ashkenazim. So Rav Sheishes really didn't hear Kesat Torah. So what heter did he have? Because he was Terosei Umnosei, so the same heter that one who is Terosei Umnosei is potter of Tfile, is potter of the mitzvah of Kesat Torah. Mashein Kein, somebody who is not Terosei Umnosei, so he's not allowed if he didn't hear Kesat Torah yet. Mashein Kein, if he did hear Kesat Torah, then even if he's not Terosei Umnosei. The Be'er Halacha says this, and that's a remarkable pshat. And then he says, V'yesh matirim למי שקדם שנפתח ספתירה מר זפונו ומר עצמי שאין רצה לשמיע ספתירה אלו לקריס ומסר לקריס. And again, we can say that is reference to somebody who already heard Kesat Torah or is Terosei Umnosei, so he is potter of Kesat Torah. So, but the issue of talking is only Machmas Kovet, so if he shows that, because the Gemara says Rav Sheishes Mahadar Apei, he turned in the other direction and he learned, so then it's not a bizoyen, there is no Yisa Machmas Kovet. V'likre shnai mikro v'chatarum v'shas kriyas ator eshor. And I would say that also, even though he doesn't spell it out, that also, but then so you could say Mashenke, The next halacha shows that this is not so. In other words, v'likreshnai mikro v'chatargum b'shas kresat Torah shore, I would say also somebody who already heard kresat Torah, but then it's not so, because then the mechaber concludes v'chol ze eine inyan liparsha zocher uparsha sporo sheim ba'asoro midaraise shetzorech lechavein. So that's mashma that the mechaber, when he said v'likre shnai mikro v'chatarum b'shas kresat Torah shore, does not have reference to a case who already heard kresat Torah tashkamim, because if you already heard kresat Torah tashkamim, so even parsha zoch and parsha po, so what if it's in the rice? He was already mikaimet, he's not mechuyev to hear it 10 times. So even though, I mean, the Be'er Halacha says that for them, only in the Bes Yosef it's mentioned that the Rishenim, that even if somebody has not heard Kesat Torah yet, So he's allowed under certain circumstances. Let's say bracha shendik dia. 10 Jews listen. So to learn divrei Torah, but the mechaber doesn't mention it. But I think it's implicit in this mechaber, since the mechaber says v'chol ze ine inyanli parshas zocher uparshas poroshim basor midraise. Obviously, the mechaber has reference to somebody who has not heard Kris HaTeres yet, because if he has heard it, so even Parshas Zochem, Parshas Poro, so why is it Muter Likrishnai Mikro Vechatagum Vishas Kris HaTeres? Because I would say that the Mechaber here follows the Shita of the Ravon, that the whole Aloch of Shnai Mikro Vechatagum, he applies only to someone who is not Mikaim Kris HaTeres Mamish. So that's a substitute for Kris HaTeres. So Mimele Likrishnai Mikro Vechatagum, since he'll have the substitute for Kris HaTeres, for substitute for Kris HaTeres by reciting Shnai Mikro Vechatagum, some male ishor. V'chol ze yine inyanli parshas zocher uparshas poro, shein basor midraise, shetzorich lechaven ulishema mpiakire. V'anochen shebechol haparshas rolim davdeg midvorov lechaven daiti ulishema mpiakire. So it's mashma from the mechaber, that the mechaber does not paskin like the Shibila Aleket and the paskins and not like the Rif. The Mechaber mentions the Rif Shite, but the Mechaber apparently doesn't paskin like the Rif. But and that he holds that the Heterim that are mentioned, let's see, Lachash, the Asor, who listen to learn during Zator, apply even to somebody who was not Mikhaim Kris HaTeres yet. Why? Because Kris HaTeres is a Tzibur Dika Chiyuv. And the Tzibur Dika Chiyuv, it's not a Chiyuv that is incumbent upon each Yochid. So Mele, the whole Yisrael is only Machmas Kovet. So then he'll be Yitzei, the Mitzvah of Kris HaTeres, to be part of a Tzibur by reciting Shnai Mikro Vechatagum, because that will mean that he's mishtati in the Tzibur. In other words, because the Chiyuv is a Tzibur Gechiyuv, but every Yochid is Mechuyev to be part of the Tzibur. So Melei can be part of the Tzibur in two ways: either by coming to Shul and hearing Kris HaTeres, or by following up the Kriyas HaTeres of the Tzibur by reciting individually Shnai Mikro Vechatagum. So that's the Shidin. So, V'anochein shebechol haparshiyos rolim dagdei bidvorov ulechaven daiti ulshemem piakeri. Again, since he says rolim dagdei bidvorov ulechaven daiti ulshemem piakeri, he has left kavone. So it's not machmas kovet, because of the mitzvah of Kris HaTeres. That's in line with the Shita of the Rif and the Shita of the Shpil Saleket. But the Mechaber just mentions it as Nochen, but he's native to the Shita of the other Rishenim, that there is no Chiyuv to incumbent upon the Yochid to hear the Kris HaTeres. And even when he is in the vicinity of a Tzibur, he doesn't involve any exotirach, he doesn't have to walk, you know, he's Mameshi, it's easy for him. Still there is no Chiyuv. But the Shita of the Rif is not like that. Now, Reb Chaim was very machmir in Kris HaTeres, not in Tfila B'Tzibur, he wasn't machmir. And the whole Mishpoche was not machmir in Tfila B'Tzibur. But in Kris HaTeres he was so machmir that many times when he had to go to Warsaw, so there are two possible ways of going to Warsaw. Either taking a train at the beginning of the evening and arrive early the morning next day, or to take a train early in the morning before sunrise, before dawn, and arrive at night in Warsaw. But in order not to miss Kris HaTeres, so several times when he had when he had to go during the day, take a train during the day, so he changed in Siedlec. Between Brisk and Warsaw, there is one stop, Siedlec, a city, Siedlec. And he got off, and in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah in Siedlec, and not to miss Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, he was so machmir. It's unbelievable, the way he was machmir. However, in Tfilat Tzibodavke, he was not machmir. And the whole mishpocha, I mean, I know my father, Zechen Livroche, so was makpi to daven vosikin. So mimele vosikin, there was no vosikin minyan in those days in Washington Heights, you know, a vosikin minyan. So he davened to vosikin at home. And then on Monday and Thursday, he went early to Yeshiva Sotvahonon to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he was marked, so the whole mishpocha of Reb Chaim was very makpid on Kriyas HaTorah. But how about the Ramban? So Rebbe Lepruzhiner once asked my brother Reb Yeshebeah, ich verstehe nicht dein Briska Zeil. Verbos, is a Zeil makpid on Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramban sagt doch in Megille, as the ganze Chiyuv von Kriyas HaTorah is a Tzivet Gechiyuv. Verbos, as in Achmiah, as stopped in Siedlec. But so that's what Rebbe Lepruzhiner told my brother Rabbi Yeshebeah when he was a young boy. He doesn't understand why Reb Chaim is so machmir. Apparently, because even it's true that it's a tzibodikah and a chiyuv and kiyum, but there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the yochid to be part of the tzibur. To be part of the tzibur. Now, I found such a shite, the Ramo in Yeredei and Ilche Shvues says that if somebody takes a shvue, not to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so it's not a shvue shov. The shvue is chal. Why? Because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. If the shite of the... He mentions, he said, a certain rishon, the Ramo in Ilche Shvues mentions it. So if that shite had been that there is no chiyuv, why does he have to say because it's a chiyuv in the Rabbanon, the Shvui is chal? There is no chiyuv altogether. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur. And the tzibur didn't take a shvui. The yochid took a shvui. So apparently that Ramor is based upon the shittes of the Rif, that there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the yochid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Even though the Ramban says it's a tzibur dike and a chiyuv in kiyum, but there is a stakone for every yochid to be mishtatif in the tzibur. Mishtatif in the tzibur. And the rai is that according to the Rambam, so there is a chiyuv of shnai mikro vechotarum also. Even somebody who hears Kriyas HaTorah. Why? To follow up the tzibur. So in other words, he has to be part of the tzibur. Some by two ways, by hearing the Kriyas HaTorah and by reciting it individually, Shnai Mikavatar. Also Lisapir Kishamafti Kir Binovi Achiyashlim Mibis Vatir. In Tzorich Lamed Miumed Beishakirim Bitio, Vyesh Mahmirin, Vyemdin, Vichino Samaram. Thank you.